Chapter 29. When pale dawn sunlight crept over the dormitory windowsills, Skipper sat up blinking. It took him a moment to recognise where he was. Then he remembered the dream. Silently, he slipped off the bed. The Abbey babes were still slumbering, some snoring, others whimpering and giggling in their sleep as they dreamt small dreams. Noiselessly, the Otter Chieftain padded out, closing the door gently behind him. Then he ran like the wind down the stairs, taking two at a time, and charged across Great Hall. Furl, the assistant cook, was coming in from the orchard, carrying a trug of fresh strawberries with morning dew still glistening on them. As Skipper dashed out to the door, the mole maid bobbed him a swift curtsy.
"Good morning, Zerby. Not starting for breakfast?"
However, breakfast was the last thing on Skipper's mind. Malbon Grimp was wakened by the knocking on the gatehouse door. She pulled herself out of the armchair, grumbling.
"All right, I'm coming. Leave the door on its hinges, will you?"
Framed by a flood of sunlight and dust motes, Skipper bounded in. Criculus scrambled from his bed, tousle-headed.
"Great seasons, are we being attacked by a vermin army?"
The Otter raised his rudder politely to them both.
"Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. We had a dream last night."
Scratching his head frowsily, Criculus yawned.
That must have been very nice for ye, but not uncommon. I had a dream too, and so did Malbon, I'll wager."
Skipper sat down on the bed. The urgent tone of his voice caught their attention.
"Aye, but not like this, mates. My dream was of Martin the Warrior. He spoke to me. Get that pouring we found in Mossflower, and the scroll too."
The woodmouse and the shrew were now wide awake and listening. The scroll was still on the table. Malbon produced a heavy gold pouring from a wall cupboard. She struggled to keep the excitement from her voice.
"Here they are. Now take your time. Don't hurry. Try to think clearly. What was your dream about?"
The Otter slowed himself visibly as he explained.
"Martin came into my mind when I lay sleeping. He was holding the scroll and wearing that pouring. Then he pointed at the pouring and said, 'The leaf is 3 times 5. You must remember. Tell Malbon and Criculus that the leaf is 3 times 5. Then Martin was gone. I dreamed no more, but I remembered what he said, word for word."
Malbon bowed her head slightly.
"Thank you, Skipper. You did well. Criculus, my friend, it seems that we've been given our first clue by none other than Martin the Warrior. So you open up the parchment and I'll study this pouring. Let's make a start."
Skipper hovered anxiously over them.
"Anything I can do to help you two good beasts? Anything at all?"
Criculus smiled hopefully at him.
Breakfast?
The big Otter bounded off, chuckling.
"Right, yeah. Breakfast for 3 coming up, mates."